it must be cool.
So not mamish kimuna. Because otherwise Tyson would have a shrine.
So he has different
opinion from Moshe. Because obviously Tyson, you have to learn Tyson's words, and it's whatever it is, Tyson wouldn't be misopic about a Malkum Patur if you learned the word klutzke, because Yeruka means on the ground, right? Otherwise Tyson would have a problem. The fact that he has a problem, the terrace is he's learning that klutzke goes through the air and it stays in the air. And sits on top of the air, it's a Malkum Patur. Memela, his kasha is, how could he be chayv to Malkum Patur? Yeah. Tyson's kasha exactly was that how could the Gemara think for a minute that's Ramal and the Yud if it's a Malkum Patur? Says the Avinazer, what includes Kamisha Lucha? Isn't that, the Gemara is this, it's on the floor, not on the, not in the ear. Yeah, but the Rambam is not mechuyev to Tysus. It's just that in Tysus you see, according to the Rambam, what's your kasha? According to the Rambam,
they know.
Then there's no problem. He would have a self.
Right.
The Rambam would have a kasha. Oh, he's walking between the ground. The fact that Tysus has had a stomach ache, so to speak.
You know what's the problem?
Wow. Okay. Well,
second barayda.
Okay, we'll see the Gemara. Let's not jump around. Operation?
No, I mean, that's not the
case. Says, you see from Tyson that when we talk Kluta, it can't be lost. It can't be. So the Avnei Nereza says that you see from Tosfot that the fact that Tosfot says, I'm not going to tour, what's his question? It's going to be shown to the ground. Obviously, Tosfot didn't learn it's to the ground. Tosfot learned it's in the air still, and that's good enough. The question, how can he get enough? Malkum Patur. Comes along the stipe, the Kilas Yaakov.
The question
is not here. It is, it's in Vav. My lame and I'm the name of the Tysus. Comes, you don't see the nomination? Tysus, you'll see, has a whole problem in the Gemara. How could it be Lamalami Yud? I Lamalami is a Malkum Patur. That's not a kasha according to the way the Rambam understood and the Rach understood. And by the way, remember the rule. The Rach is always who?
The
Rambam, right? You know that. Whenever you fart, 90% of shots, you have something in the Rambam, you want to know where you look it, it's the way the Rach learned of the Gemara, that's how the Rambam talks. Okay? 90%. Here it's the same thing. Kufi's on the Karka, the Rambam over there, and Pishmashmari tells me it's not good. Now, the Nakuda is, according to the Rambam and according to the Rach, this would never be a question. Because it's commission of Chabakarka, so what's your kasha of Malkum Patur? Right? Tyson doesn't hold. Tyson obviously holds, it's in the air. Right? Obviously it's in the air, and therefore the question is, how can it be high with the Malkum Patur? That's how the Rambam is. Comes along the stipler, and he says, you missed the boat. It's a couple little kids, this is what he wants to bring, yeah? It's like this. If you take a look, yeah, whenever you have something going in the air, right? There's the top of the thing.
Oh my God.
There's the bottom of the thing.
The bottom of the thing.
There's the top. And then there's the bottom.
So the bottom is the crash.
So when the thing goes through the air, right? What was bothering Tysus? It's a Malkum Patur. It's a stira, contradiction to Klutik Kamisha Huncha the Karka. Says the Kilos Yaakov, it's not a contradiction. You can hold Klutik Kamisha Huncha the Karka, but the mice is in a Malkum Patur. No! This is it's the Mulechal HaKarka, but the Chavetz is the Malkum Patur. No, don't say that. You're saying it's the American term. You gotta say it like the Gemara. You gotta say it. It's still the Malkum Patur.
Just made the law.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good Achis, you hear?
It goes down.
The bottom of the chepetz goes down, you hear?
Yeah.
Come here, Sabbath. Kluto, kemi shuhuncha. Yeah? Keilu chavut rami. Chavut rami, good achik, mechitza. That boy said, you know what's so beautiful about this? He's trying to say like this, so you can learn that. Yeah, but where, who says where the chavut is? You don't even know what he's saying here. You know what the word is? Could you imagine that a guy who understands stamps explains to me about a stamp? I look at him. So and he's like, Elif Dolo, yes, Madrasan. It's a minted 1905 French stamp. Mr. Kellan, Azma. Yeah? Listen carefully. Yes, I'm going to listen, Mayernik. What? He's saying like this. Listen. The halacha of Kluta. Yeah? Yeah? The halacha of Kluta, Kemisha Huncha, means that this. On the brow. But the chayfet is not there. The chayfet is here. So maybe you could learn like the rock. And you can still have the problem of Tosfot, but it's on my computer. You can learn like the rock, it's on the floor, says the stapler. But at the same time, what? That's how you learn the whole Gemara. Tells Rashiva, this I know you don't know. Now I'm going to tell you, you hear? The aside of this sugi. You ready? When I tell you to say this sugi, you know you walk away saying, this is called learning B'ios. This is called learning. Havana, Lavin Mashakatu. Talk to me a minute. What is the halacha of Akira? I'm sorry. What is the halacha of Hanacha? Is Hanacha Shie Be'ezim Makom? Is the reason why there's such a thing called a Hanacha that it should be called Munach Po? For in order for it, Shie Munach. In order for it has to stop, right? So therefore, the only time it stops is if it's on something. Again, Munach here. We don't need Hanacha because it has to be here. We need Munach has to stop. We're not holding it yet. That's this. Why you need Dalit al Dalit? It has that to include Smilch and through this. Wait. Tell Rashid and you'll hear. And you know what, else? Something? If you would have prepared every sugi that I would have taught you, you would have enjoyed the same way you'll enjoy this sugi. Just go with it. He's okay. I'm not holding it. We're not holding it. First, I'll explain to you what's the point of Munach. Munach Rabotai does not mean Makom. And that's why you're bothered. How could it be in a Makom Petura and Munach over here? And the answer is Munach doesn't mean Makom. Munach means that it had to have been stopped. Slowly. So the halacha of karka could be that something is in a makom ptur and it's hanacha It's Hanacha. Stopping. Stopping is the floor which is underneath it. We don't need Atzir Gemurah either. Now listen to me carefully. Understand what he's saying over here. Comes along Rabbi Akiva, and he says, I'm married to Kitaich. Kluta, Kemishahuncha, means what's Negea to the Haitzah, to taking it out. The Rishuyos don't change because of the Hanacha. The Hanacha just makes it a stop. I hold Kluta is Kenisha Humcha. In other words, what's Negea to be in a Rishus? What's the gear? Doesn't need to be stopped. That's what he's trying to say. That's the machloekes of Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. In other words, include the kamishu huncha. What Rabbi Akiva is trying to say is like this. Never understand hanacha to mean that it has to be over here, otherwise it's not called here. Because that's not true. That's just not true. Especially according to the Rachdans, Kimunach Baris. That's not what it means. Akiras and Hanachas are there for other reasons. It has nothing to do with the Yitzhiyah Nachnafa. It's there for, let's say, according to the Chachamim, because the Pshat is you need it to be stopped, otherwise it's traveling through, in order for it to be Haitza. So it could be packed in one Rishus, and the Hanachas in a different Rishus. Now, I'll give you the best example. You ready? Give me the best example. When you walk into an embassy, you walk into the Israeli embassy in America, right? Tell me, are you in Israel? What laws do you have? You have all the Israeli laws. Oh, you don't know this? It's a piece of Israeli ground. 100%. Your feet are in New York and you're in Israel. You didn't know this? You don't know that you're in asylum? You don't know? You didn't know that? No, but you do well. You could walk in if you're an Egyptian. If you're an Egyptian, right? And you shoot 100 people. You run into the embassy of Egypt. They can't do anything to you. That's extradite you. If they want to do it, yes. If they want to do it, I don't know if they want to do it. They could if they want. If they want to do it, let them do it. It's good, let them do it. If they want to do their laws, they don't do their own laws anyway. Yeah, that's Lebanon. They come and mishpat you, and they'll say, you know what, let's cut your hand off. America won't stop them. You want to know if America will stop them cutting your hand? The answer is no. There'll be a big war. There'll be a big machloket in America, but they won't be able to do anything. They won't be able to get you out of the way. They can't get you out. You know who tried this? This is a story in Tanakh who tried this. Who tried this? I love you. See, you don't say I love you. You have no idea. Every day they go down the Yom Yom. Mizbeach. He has the same thing at Tanakh. He went to Mizbeach to get Tanakh. You can't kill somebody. He ran to the Mizbeach. So that was the whole thing. They pulled him up, they killed him. When you walk in, there's something called asylum. Asylum. Asylum means you run away to a place where I can't go there. It's near Mikla. I can't get you. Believe me, I'll go get him up. Who the what? What he said? What? That's right. You can go there. They can't do anything. They can't do anything. They can't do anything to you. like, there'll be political war and they'll make problems with Israel.
Unless they give you up.
Unless Israel gives you up, you can't get it, can't steal it. They can't take you out of there. So tell me something, we're here.
Remember, in here.
Can you feel ahead? Yeah? No, listen carefully. So Tishma Ta'ota, Stifle sang America for it. Stifle sang, listen, let me tell you. Same halachas, all the same halachas. The minute you run into an embassy of any country, they can't do anything to you. There's nothing they can do. America cannot come in with a policeman and take you out of there. The Israeli folks watch it. They're sure, they're sure. You saw the Israeli soldiers there. There's Israeli security. They're Israeli. They're at their Mossad guys. They're from Israel. No? Any guy who walks in can't be sent out. You can't. That's it. The kids, so what do we have? Listen carefully, yeah? Seclude the Kamisha Hunchot, says the Stifle Moses. Your feet could be here. You are in the Makkah that you are. How could it be that your feet are here and your this is there? And the answer is because if you understood that Hanukkah is not for the Rishus, the fact that it's Munach ala Karka is not because Hilchas Rishuyas. It's not because it has to be some in this possession. It has to be Munach, and this makes it Munach. So technically, Rabbi Akiva is trying to say, I want to get away with the physical Munach and have a Munach because of Klut, which means in Hilchis, Yitzias, Meshuyais, I want it as if it's Munach Alakar. What? There's a clue to that. Meaning, when something is in the air, I hold it stopped in the air. Every second it stops and goes. Hey, you know, you want to know something? You ever see a sugi called Mahala? What's the one over there? Mahala Koinich, right? Somebody's going, right? How does he go? You ever see a person walk non-stop, right? He's walking, right? Let's say a guy walks like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. He stops for a second, right? And but he's still walking. So how do you look at that? Do you look at that he's the mice is continuously walking? Or do we look at it that he stopped and walked and stopped and walked? Kluta.
Old man.
Kluta is the same Nakuda. You can't say it didn't stop here. Because it was here. It could have been there for 1 minute. You know, a guy throws the ball. He's there for 25 seconds. It was here. But it's continuously going from here. That's Kluta Kamisha Hunchah. We want to know where is the Hanukkah, and the Teretz is Legabi Hanukkah is Kimura Chalakar. It's a marvel because there's a lot of Balaram's just around. But if you walk, it's the same thing. But walking is the same thing, but walking, I'm also stopping and walking. As long as it's, we'll talk about it once. As long as it's not from
the
It's not Yad, this is throwing. That's because of the group. That's a meal. I mean, you didn't care. You should want it there. You know, you don't want it there. You've seen Hilchas Shabbos. You don't care so much. Oh, yeah. Why are you coming to say some Lashon Yetzirah Leguf? Now you're asking a sorry question. Yeah, I know. You're asking Hilchas Shabbos. I answered. You're asking Hilchas Shabbos. I didn't care. No, you're saying it's good. No, you're saying good. Nakuda. I didn't care for it to go from one. I just wanted to go from here to there and grab the went through. So let's call it Lashon Yetzirah Leguf. You want to know something? That's a good question. You know who could ask such a question? Who do you think asked such a question? There's one face that asked such a question. No? The Tzav Chaim, no? That's the Tzav Chaim. It's typical Tzav Chaim's question. I look it up. I look for it. And it's a side. It's a side point. That's Reb Chaim. That's Menachem Zemel. Al inyanim elu. Kol hachakirot sheshayach ba'olam b'inyanim elu. He was Merag of Kiddush Hashem in the Warsaw ghetto.
No.
You know, Menachem Zemel. You never Menachem Zemel. Okay. Now. Okay, so let's go further. Okay, so you're with me in the Kilas Yaakov, and the sword of the Kilas Yaakov is Hanach is not for what? For Rishus? Because if Hanach is for Rishus, Eliezer, could you come and say that it's in one Hanach over here and it's in some other Rishus? No. Hanach is Allah and Hanach of Amela. Okay. Lefize, I start to understand Kluta Kamishon. I thought of asking you, what are we with the Shugayan? Anachnu Muslimim, ma. It's for him. Yeah, I'm sorry, ma. It's not a Kol Chalamot, you know? Anachnu, we know what we're talking about. How could you come and say Kluta Kamishon? I know the Torah is. If you understood Huncha, not Munach, but it's the Nach, so to speak, it's ear. So didn't it should be here? And Akiva is trying to mechadish, he was here. Who says here means to stop? Maybe here means to what? Here is enough as it goes through the air too. The word munach doesn't mean what we think, to put on a something. Just to be here. Okay. Yeah? Now, the Gemara continues, the next Gemara says, Gemara Hamani, Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, who's the halacha? That halacha is Rabbi Akiva. And he says, Leibino Makin Dawi. Kipshutai, ma muchach mi gemara zu b'inyin shei l'seinu b'gedei klut k'mi shuhuncha. And the parents is very passionate. If you learn, what does the gemara say? It's Rav Akiva. And Rav Akiva holds, you don't need akira amakim dalut. If you learn that you don't need akira, then I understand what the gemara is trying to say. Lai b'inan akira amakim dalut. But if you learn that it is kimuna chalakarka, so this is leibin akira amakim, but you have it. What's tough shot in the gemara? The way you read the gemara, you are you with me? Yeah. Hagemara, the Gemara continues. Who is it? It must be Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva said, like the Ino Hanakim, Dalit al Dalit, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Three.
Says the Gemara, what the Hezbir it is? The Hezbir it is because Kuta Kamishon. I don't understand. Kluta Kamishon Huncha means you don't need Makam Dalla Dalla. Who says? Okay. Kluta Kamishon Huncha. Therefore, you have Makam Dalla Dalla. So let's see. The Gemara Mashicha, Haman Rav Akiva, Damalai Bigman. What do you mean? If you hold the top one on the fourth, you have Dalla Dalla, no? The fourth, $4. What do you want?
I sit on the carca like that.
What's the more say Rabbi Akiva that might be in on it? Maybe you be in on Akira Malkum Dalit al Dalit, but you have it. I'm asking you Kasha. If you learn that Pluto is Kamisha Hunkha, right? So is it the same thing as saying Loibina Akira Malkum Dalit al Dalit, or it's you do need Malkum Dalit, you have it? They don't go together. Kluta Kamisha Hunkha, but Kaka is Loibina, it's not true. You have Akira Malkum Dalit al Dalit. Good. So, Mar Mamshicha, Mani Rav Akiva. Go ahead. No. Hamani Rav Akiva. Then he says, "Loi b'ina Malkum Dalit." Pshutei Ma Muchach Mi Gemara Zu. B'ina Shel Sam. The answer is, it's Muchach. You call don't need Anacha. And since you don't need Anacha, so then the question Gemara is, "Loi b'ina." So then Rav Akiva is the right mandomer for this. You don't need Anacha. Right? But if you learn. You see, whatever it is, if you learn that it's not on the ground at all, so then I understand Rav Akiva, right? Rav Akiva is the one that says, Levina, you don't need the whole business. But if you learn Kluta Kamishon, it means it's on the ground, so it's not routine anymore. What does Marmi Rav Akiva?
Okay.
Atzad the Havli Kibun of Karkaka. Eich Yifarn Nesu. Eich, that's the next question. Eich Yifarn Nesu. The Yilma Du Agmar Asu. Hamani Rav Akiva Dama. So the answer is Kipshutai. And the answer also is Apilam. So Kipshutai you say very posh. Okay, come on, we have to go a little quicker. I have to finish. Yifarnasu, how are we going to learn? I have to pick up my kids. Yifarnasu means I can leave at 1:30. You know, if I leave Mamash, if no one bothers me, let me out at 1:30. I'll leave at 1:30.
What time will be there?
No, there's one last second. Come, ready? Eichi Farnasu, you hear? The answer is very poshut. Kipshutai, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says Damya, which means even on the side that it's Kikarka, it's only Damya anyway, right? So Mela.
That's what you can still have it like
you can still have like the Rach, you can still learn like the Rach is Kikarka.
And you can learn that.
It's not real, it's not real anyway.
And you can learn it, but
it's not real. Yeah, it's not real. It's not a kash. Api long this chasim b'chshivas v'shem makom dalit. I wish to be careful. I love it. To be careful. If you learn, you hear? The way I explain to you, tells Rashid, if you say this over by Yeshiva Brach, if you hear, listen to me, they're going to think you mamish the Gadlador. And you can say it over your name. I don't care. You can say it over your name. I don't care. They're going to understand. He's going to tell the guys coming over there. They're going to take him apart by Yeshiva Brach. Tells they don't let you sing. They're going to take you apart over there. You listen carefully. He's getting nervous already. He's starting to get scared. No, I'll sing to you. I'll be. You said Chassim will get on the mic. He'll sing to you.
Oh.
Just listen carefully, yeah? What's the kasha? If you were clued to Kamisha Huncha that it's on the floor, yeah, no? That it, the whole thing of kark is only dormant to kark, dormant, it's not real anyway. No, so that's what Akiva means, labina hanacha gabi, because you don't need it anyway, right? It's only dormant, so melu dormant labina. But if you learn mamish on the karkas, what are you talking about? And you know the terrorists, listen here. When we say, Akira hanacha is amakib dalit al dalit, what's the pshat in the dalit al dalit? If you learn, because Hanukkah has to be in a makim, and the makim has to be dalit al dalit, then you can come and say, no,
it's not.
You have a cop. Here it's not. Right?
Beautiful. If you learn like this.
If you learn like I said before, it's not a din in where. It's a din that has to be put down somewhere. And the dalit al dalit is a chesivus to be called a makim to let it stop. So even if you'll say kluta, kamisha huncha, the problem is that it's not dalit al dalit. That's the Gemara's kasha. Kluta is kamisha huncha. Huncha means it's on the floor. But you know what the problem is? We never needed dalit al dalit for the floor. We needed dalit al dalit to be a makim to make it an anach in it.
But then you don't need that even.
You're stopping it.
Let me. You must forget. You don't need that.
If you learn that the makim dalit al dalit is it should have a hanach in another place,
yeah.
So it's a contradiction to kluta.
Kluta means
it's in the air. And it means what? We look at it on the ground. So then it's we're here on the ground. So don't come and tell me it's not a hanach. But if you learn, that the makhain dalit al dalit is that the pshat is that the hanacha was done to this place, then the problem is you can't come and tell me that it's not to this place because it was to this place.
That's what.
So then you have dalit al dalit. What's Rav Akiva talking about, right?
You don't have that.
If it's cool,
you don't have
that. No, it's on the floor. That's just on the floor. So then you can't come and tell me that you don't, because it's here. It's on the floor. It's on the floor. What do you want? This, hold it up in the air. Hold it like this. Hold it. Everybody should see. This looks like it's this. You know what it is? It's this. So if you learn it's Damya, okay, so it's Rav Akiva, you don't really need the floor, okay. But if you learn it's Mamish there, So what's what Akiva saying? You have it. You have it. What are you talking about? The parents is very possible. When we say kluta kamishu huncha, avad it's hunach. But you're lacking the chesivus of dalit al dalit to make this hunach hanacha. No, you don't have it. See, that's the kuda. You can have something munach. You can have something munach, but it doesn't have to be alev mafim dalit al dalit. What Rabbi Kiva was learning is that this kluta, kamisha humcha, will give it to hanacha. But it's going to lack in the dalit al dalit.
Why? Because we're looking at
it. Because Saif said, where is it? It's in the air. And it's not al makum dalit al dalit. Somehow that it's a pisrach. It's chavit rami. That's what we see from the sugya. We see from this sugya that for some reason, even after everything's said and done, that it's on the floor, whatever it is, it doesn't have the dalit al dalit that needs from the floor. What's the pshat, man? Oh, so what's a teretz? Because you have to understand, when we say it was munach, I never told you that it was in this place. Because this place is very big. This place is more than dalit al dalit.
Definitely not.
All I said was is that it's called stopped.
Nah.
It was nach.
Then the question is good. The Gemara, you dal dal dal.
That's the question. I said, even with the makom, how is this type explaining to me? It's a din of chavit rami. It's a different halacha. So the chavit rami is not going to give me more than the dal dal dal, more than the halacha. It's not going to give me the dal dal dal. It's going to give me the experience that it's nach, but not more than that. If the dalit al dalit is for the reshus, then you have a question. What do you mean? It's on the floor. It's in that reshus. The mice is in the floor. But it's not for the reshus anyway. All it is chavit rami, and it goes down. It's as if it's resting. Yeah, but the mice, on what is it resting? Mice
clear.
So therefore, the Gemara thing is so, in chesivus of hanacha, you don't have it. In the chesivus of hanacha, you have, but not in chesivus. In the chesivus of what we call a munach, you don't have it. It lacks in the hanacha, so it's not like that. That's what the Gemara means by dalit al dalit. If you learn b'ina hanacha, mark a dalit al dalit, then it's not a dalit al dalit. That's pashashan. Pashashan the Gemara. And by the way, they say this to all the yeshivas. It's not even my own. This is everybody says pashashan. Let me tell you homework for tomorrow.
What's
it's very shayich that the Rabbanon hold hanacha. You need alakim dalit al dalit, and they still are maskim. You know why? No, because you can learn like this. You can learn the Rabbanon hold. They argue kluta kamishu. I'm sorry. No, I'm saying, why can't you say that? That's machlokes. Why do you have to say they argue in kluta kamishu huncha? It's much more they argue in kluta kamishu huncha. Since we keep making out, maybe they argue in kamina machlokes dalal dalal. The mimash oimrim. The harmony Rabbi Akiva. Mashma the Chacham and Pligi, right? When the Gemara says money, who is it? It's Rabbi Akiva, right?
Mashma the Chacham and Pligi,
right? Chacham money Rabbi Akiva, right? You with me, Bagard? You with me? Right? Chacham money Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Mina Makim Dalit Al Dalit. Shalim Kama Mefarshim. Manu Tzagmar Lasbir Mizeh. Shnestam Rabbi Akiva Sover Kluta Kamisha Hunchadami. And the Rabbanon hold it's not Kluta Kamisha Huncha. Shal Rabbi Akiva Eger, Maram, Marshav, Kulam Shalim, Motzashin La. How do you know that the money Rabbi Akiva that holds Makab Dalit Al Dalit, you could come and say really it's Rabbanon also. And we just don't hold Kluta Kamisha Huncha. Because what is the Gemara's question? Gemara says, "How money? It's Rabbi Akiva." Rabbi Akiva says that it's you need might be in Makom Dalit Al Dalit. Says the Gemara, "Well, who is that? That's the sheep of Kluta Kamisha Huncha, right?" So then it comes out that even the Rabbanon hold you don't need Makom Dalit Al Dalit. They just hold Kluta Kamisha Huncha. Because in the Cheshon the Gemara, it's still shy that the Rabbanon could hold that you don't need a Malkut Balad Dalad also. Because they don't hold a clue, it can be Shulchan. Raising a kash. How do you learn the Gemara? It's very strict. What? Alki is not kluta. You know what I'm saying? You hold money or the kiva. You don't need dollar dollar. So it's rabbanon also. There's not new kluta. Yad and kluta have not new with each other. What's the yad and kluta? The Gemara wants a dollar out dollar. You don't need dollar out dollar. You don't need a hanachas dollar out dollar. Says to mind, who is that? That must be Rabbi Kiva. And that he holds kluta kamisha hunka. So once you say that, then you can say like this. The Rabbanon also holds you don't need makam dollar dollar. But they don't hold the kluta kamisha hunka. So the machlaikas are accused, the Rabbanon could just be about kluta kamisha hunka. That's all. And therefore, well, in our case, we'll be negated. Our case is regular hanacha. Question, you don't have dollar al dollar. Maybe I don't agree with that. This is the kash that all the mafarshim ask. Sensor of Akiva Eger and the Maran and everything. In other words, you're right. It could be that it's also Chachamim, but it's definitely Rav Akiva. Sensor of Akiva who holds kluta kamisha. Hunkha, he must hold. You know, he's dollar al dollar. So you know for sure, Rav Akiva. I think it's up to Rabbi Kiva Engel. You saw Rabbi Kiva Engel? Mashabadi Vardai, that's for sure. In other words, and the Hanami, it could also be the Chachamim, but you don't have a Raya. But you do have a Raya, that's Rabbi Kiva, right? It must be Rabbi Kiva holds that you don't need dollar on dollar because he holds Klutz Kamishalimcha, right? And the male, if he holds Klutz Kamishalimcha, therefore he must be the Tana of the Mishnah. Could it also be the Chachamim? Yeah, who said not? But it could work out the Chachamim.
But there's no Raya.
But it's no Raya, that's all. That's how Rabbi Kiva Eger learns the Gemara's cash hamani, Rabbi Kiva. It's very possible to say that even the Rabbanon hold you need dollar al talit. Even the Rabbanon hold you don't need dollar al talit. What's the machloket Rabbi Kiva? It's only about kluto. They don't hold the kluto, so good. But dollar al talit they'll agree that you need, that you don't need. And once you hold that, then it could be even hamani, Rabbanon. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger. That all the Gemara means Hamani Rabbanon is who's it for surely? It's for surely Rabbi Kiva. It could also be the Chacham, right? Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta Kamisha Hunka must hold that you don't need Aki Anacha Makam Dalar Al Dalar. Right? Good? Okay. Says the Marsha different territories. Here, Mal Kushi Saran. I'm sorry. Mal Kushi Saran. The Taisa Dura Maskal B'ilon Oimid. She'ein Shayich Din Kipedus Anacha. Amakim dalid b'shus harabim. Hamiman of shach. Isam al akarka, but they have a dalid. Nemela. Isam al amud, the less dalid have a makim tur. Be'er heitiv, mahu kushis kushas from the reshinim. The rabbin and the toises on base as soon as he has a shayla. If you have, what do you need? You need a anacha amakim dalid, right? B'shus harabim. No. What does the Gemara say? Be'ina hanachah b'amakim dalet. So Tais on the base has a very interesting shayla. What else would it be? I mean, how else do you want it to be? If you put it on the floor, then every floor in the world is dalet. It has to be, right? Because otherwise, where are you? You're in the air? I mean, there's a little island less than dalet al dalet. Which karka in the island is less than dalet al dalet? There's no such thing, right?
Yeah.
Make a head. Whatever place, there's no such thing as a place less than dollar dollar, then you wouldn't be there. Oh, so one sec. So let's see the case. Right? LMI, you put it on an amud on something which is less than dollar. Then it turns into a makom tur. It's never negin halacha. This chiyuv. There's only what else? I'm telling you, so stick less than 10, amud is a stick less than 10. So manavshach, if it's under 3, then it's on the ground. I mean, it's not again anything. This whole halach of dal al dal doesn't come halach on ice. So anything between 3 and 10, if it's less than 4, it becomes a makom tur. A fire hydrant is a makom tur. Anything which is less than dal al dal is a makom tur. There's no matzias. There's no such case. It's more the akash. It's just place the Rishonim around where they attach them. This shot, the whole Gemara wants to know, do you need Dalit on Dalit or you don't need Dalit on Dalit? Says Tyson, not again.
If you think,
it is, that's halacha. Anything which is less than Dalit, any Amud, in Rosh Hashanah is less than Dalit, Dalit. Anything is a Makkab tour, no? That's the law, it's a Makkab tour. This is in Rosh Hashanah, it's a Makkab tour. Yeah, this, if this is being in Rosh Hashanah, it's a Makkab tour. That's halacha. Doesn't make a difference, that's halacha, no? But that's that's halacha. What should I do? Halacha is in every entity that's in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which doesn't have a Makkab Dala Dala because of Makkab Tur.
I agree.
What do you, again, what do you want from me? Let's say it's attached. Let's say it can even be attached. Well, it's got an omen, it doesn't have to be attached.
Well, it should be Makkab Dala Dala, then it should be higher.
But that's not.
Yes.
Again, ask me one more time. Yes. People ask me, that's a lot. Watch out. You know, take out the picture.
Okay.
Bring me picture.
Does that make sense?
So what should I do? It doesn't make sense. That's not lot.
Huh?
Why is there? He stayed there shining for.
Yeah, this is all the cases of
Shaw Makkab Patur here. A, B, C, D, all this Makkab Patur. Go. The bottom line is you don't, so the dollar dollar's not negated, right? I mean, there's no case. What's your case of dollar dollar? There's no such story. This is the Rishayim's kasha. Again, Malkush is the Rishayim. Yeah. The Taisus is different not from Elon. You see, on the days, you'll see a very nice Taisus. Elon, yeah, Elon Haimid, Bershus HaYachid. So Tyson goes through the whole thing of Dalit al Dalit. There's no such thing as Rosh Hashanah called Dalit al Dalit. Okay. So he says, I'm a Manushach. Okay, the Manushach. Ish, Isa, Malakarka. If he puts it on the floor, then rather have a Dalit in the Mela. The Isa, Malamud, the last Dalit have a Makkab Tur. But Er Haiti, Malkush, so Rosh Hashanah's Dalit. So there's nothing to be Er Haiti. That's the Kasha. The Rosh Hashanah's Kasha is that there's no such Matthias. There's no such Matthias, Malam Shah. Ma'u Tiris around the Kushasa and now B'Shem Rav. So the Ram asks his Kash, and he gives two truths. He says, he's talking about Balchai, Goy Beginel. You have a Balchai that's higher than three, doesn't become bottled to the Karka. Doesn't become bottled to the Karka, but at the same time, it's not a Makkab Tur. Balchai don't come up to special laws. There are laws. But laws. That Balchai is not doesn't come up to, huh? You can't say that Balchai doesn't have Balchai. A Balchai doesn't have a din of Makkab Tur. Huh? I understand that could have been the case, but then that's the whole shah of the sugya. That's the shah of that sugya. You don't know if the other shah should have done that. That's that sugya. Okay, now. So then he says, your case. Yeah, Amud Tes, Rav Mikatzim. If you have an Amud Tes, Rav Mikatzim, it doesn't have a din of Makkab Tur. Now, I don't want to go through the halachas. This is what it is. If you have these, the kids, all I try to bring out. Amud Tes, you have a beam that's Tes, and Rav Mikatzim means everybody's standing there and touching it and standing over it, so then the halacha is that it doesn't have a Shem Makkab Tur. All I'm trying to bring out from this Ram is the cases, that the Ram learned that it's cases. The Ram said, it's this case, Balchai, it's very funny. Now it comes out that the whole Shaila of Makkab, Dalit al Dalit, is only in Benegeya. If I put on an animal, I put it on a Makkab, otherwise there's no story. Okay. Marshal comes along and he says a whole different shot. He says, you know what the Rav Kamin is? The Gabi Klut, the Kamisha Huncha. We're doing
Asugi.
But the Shaila of the Gemara is Legabi Kluta Kamisha Huncha. Right? Meaning, when does the Gemara declare that you need a muck? Are you not with me, huh? I see that you're not today. What's wrong? What's wrong?
Oh, this thing, I don't know.
Yeah, you understand? But what's the Ram's Kasha? What's the Rishonim's Kasha? Not today. Okay. You know Rav Kivegas Kasha we started with? What's Rav Kivegas Kasha? What's it for?
Kasha is, I don't know, that's the only one, what's the name of the You don't have to have dollar.
See, you could hold it. You don't need dollar. Right? I mean, in other words, he could hold kluta kamisha humcha. He could hold kamita not kamisha humcha. So even the rabbanu hold kluta is not kamisha humcha doesn't mean if I put it down less than dollar, it's not kol hanacha. One does not move the other. Says Ruki Bagger, that's true, that was. The prime comes, says Ruki Bagger. No. Says Ruki Bagger, that was. What's the tariff?
There's some more acid.
Because the Koyukim, you know for sure he has to hold dollar dollar. Because you can't hold for your food. Okay? Okay, good. Then we said like this. Tosis, Naran, and all the Rishonim have a problem. What's their problem? How could you ever have a sugi called dalad al dalad? Where and what is it megea? Klapi dalad al b'chutz in the Rosh Hashanah. There's no such case in the Rosh Hashanah. It wouldn't be... Huh? So they can't have a malkum p'tur in the house. And that could be a sugi, right? I could put it on something in the house, which is less than dalad al dalad. Right? Because I could put it on an omid in the house, no? I put on something in the house is less about, but that's the whole kasha. But have you ever had that kira at Hanachros? You don't have the two sugyas. That's the kasha.
You don't have both in the same place.
Right, that's the kasha. You don't have them both in the same place. Bishlam and the Shusha Yachar you have, but it's just around them. The sugi is never again because in the Shusha Rabbim, it's either the kark or it's an amut. It's either the makom p'tur. You don't have it. Good? It's very simple. You never have Nakiro from a Malkin Dalit to Hanukkah Malkin Dalit. And then you should have a question, do you need Dalit? Because in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you can have like this. Either I put it on the floor, which is definitely Dalit, or I put it, you know where? I put it in on something. Now that chair is not a Malkin Tour, because you can't have a Malkin Tour in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Therefore, the question is, does it have to be dalad? Nice question. But on the akira of it, which means you came from the Rosh Hashanah, you always have dalad of dalad. So what's the shailah? You need an akira from a makom dalad. What's the question? And the same thing, the opposite. Let's say you did akira from the Rosh Hashanah. So again, you don't have a question about the hanachah. There's no... You never have it together. That's the Rishonim's kasha. The answer is Rishonim, you're right, there are cases you could have it, because not everything's a Malkum Ptur. A Balchai is not a Malkum Ptur. That's a sugi later. What's a Balchai Malkum Ptur? I don't even want to get into the hand. The hand is our sugi ready. The question is the mission. The mission now is mission and sugi by itself. What? Because you can have in the Rishus Harabim something which is called a Malkum Ptur. That which is not called a Malkum Ptur, even though it's a Dala Dala.
So what is that
then? Nothing, it becomes, that's the question. Since it's not dollar on dollar, is it called on dollar? That's the cash. Okay. So, go ahead. Not these cases. These cases are Malkum Ptur's. The case of Shema say, an animal or it's a pet. She'll see it around, brings in the ride. Yes, the kashi brings in the ride. Okay, now everybody open up the mashal. Let's see how the mashal is. Let's see the mashal in front. You know how the knife how the boy makom dalad mishus harabim. So it comes out that you never have a case that you need makom dalad mishus harabim. There's no such case. Yes, leimar in yikud the kamisha humchur mishus harabim nafkamina how the boy makom dalad. The terrorist is true. You have a nafkamina if you'll say kluta. Meaning, if you need makom dalad, then you won't say kluta. Because Kluta doesn't have it. And if you don't need Malkum Dalad, then you would say Kluta.
Kluta only works because there is no Malkum Dalad.
No, Kluta only works if you don't need a Malkum Dalad. Right? This is Mashal Teret. Okay, Tal Gemara, Kluta Kamisha Humcha. You know what you need Dalad al Dalad for Kluta Kamisha Humcha. If you learn that it's the Dalad al Dalad, that you need it, then Kluta won't work. Exact opposite of Kivega. You see here, Machlaik is Kivega in the Mashal. That's what you see here.
Because Rav Tivega was learning that you could have kluta, you could still have kluta kamisha huncha, and still you don't need dal without dalit. No, the exact opposite, Marsha. They're arguing. Rav Tivega is learning that even the rabbanon who don't hold of kluta, right? They'll still hold that you don't need a makom dalit without dalit. You don't need makom dalit without dalit. Right? Mashiach and Mashiach are saying no, that if you hold Kluta, then you need Dalit al Dalit. That you need Dalit al Dalit, maybe, yes or no, we don't know. Sai in the Rishut Ayachid, Sai in the Rishut Arabim for the Akir and the Hanach, right? That's work both ways. Does anybody disagree with that, that we just read this Gemara? We just read it. Akira and Hanacha have to be from what? From Akira and Hanacha. From Makom Dalit to Makom Dalit. Says Rav Akiva, no, you don't need it. And the Chachamim seem to say you do need it. Right? Okay. Comes along the Rishayim, and they have a very simple question. Every time you look at the Rosh Hashanah, you never have the Shiloh. There can never be a question of you need Dalit al Dalit anyway, Dalit al Dalit. Every street, every Rosh Hashanah cannot be less than Dalit al Dalit. There's no such thing.
Sometimes it is.
There's no such material, because there has to be somebody there. I mean, you have to be. If you are there, it's already Dalit al Dalit. No, it tell me something. What does Rosh Hashanah mean? It's 16 by... It has measurements, Rosh Hashanah. Don't say we're cackling. Rosh Hashanah. Public domain has to be already Dalit al Dalit. So the whole sugya doesn't start. Elamai, he picked it up from a hydrant, a little tree, a stone. That's Malkum Ptur then. So anyway, you're not chayiv. So what's the sugya? To murder your kai. You want to know something? Certain kashas, the rishonim take you by the neck and they choke you. He's choking you.
Now I got the question.
What's it? What?
Now I got it.
Oh, now you got the question. There's a kasha that chokes you to death. You know, what are you talking about? What does the Gemara say? You need a kira and anacha, right? You don't have it. There's no such matzias. The Gemara's case can't be. The Gemara, when the Gemara wants to know if you need a kira and anacha from a makrim dalit, it doesn't exist. Because a kira and anacha means one from the shirak, one from the shirabim, and the shirabim is never a sugya. There's never such a machloikis. There's no smachloikis, b'chai. You can't be arguing if you need it or you don't need it. You have it anyway.
People talk a kid, all kids talk about the Shulah Echid or the Shulah Echid.
Any case, so whatever it is, one of them is Rosh Hasharabim.
Be'emta.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Not our story. No. The Gemara, Be'ina Alei Be'ina. Akir Anacha from a Dalit al Dalit.
Yeah.
Automatically, you have Rosh Hasharabim. Once you talk about Rosh Hasharabim, then it's not a questioning. It's not a sugi. You don't have to.
So from where you picked it up?
So that's the kasha. You have to pick it up from the street so you have a dollar on that.
From the first square.
So then you put it into Shusha Rabin, though, right? Again, you know, you should see those. Either way, one of that Kira the Hanacha, one of them has not a question about dollar on that.
It's different, no? Kimaki is bringing different.
I don't know what you're talking about. The Gemara says, Akira the Hanacha from Be'ina and Akira Hanacha, Me'al Makim Dalit. And it's a machloikis between Rabban and Rabbi Kiva. There's no such machloikis. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist.
Machloikis on Shurachid and Shurachid.
Again, but the Gemara says it both ways. Akir and Aranochel, the Gemara says.
The Shurachid spell, again.
And they say wild cases. You know what the case is? I put it on an animal.
Animal.
Sound like my kids, an animal. An animal, you hear? Or it's a Gechreis and Amutes, which Rav Mekatzron, all of which is Hilchus Ervin. I don't even want to get into it. It's cases of Rishuyos. Now, Kalzog and Rashuyos, I don't know what you're talking about. Very simple case. Pluto Commission, because that is our Gemara, no? If you hold you need Dalal Abdal and Shusarabim, then Pluto will not work. And if you hold you don't need it, it will work. It's both. It can't go one without the other. In other words, if you hold that you need Dalal Abdal, then you can't hold a Kluta.
That's for sure. Why can't you both Dalal in the person of hope you don't need Dalal?
And if you hold you don't need Kluta, then it will work. If you hold you don't need Dalal, then it would work.
What?
That's what you want to say. That
you also tell I don't hold a Dalal, but I also think Kluta won't work.
Kivegas is clearly, Kivegas is trying to say that the two machlokes have nothing to do with each other, and he puts them together. He's saying not that way. Kivegas tried to say that the machlokes of Kluta has nothing to do. You can still hold, right? You can still hold Kluta Kamisha Hunka and hold, you don't need Dalit. You can still hold Kluta Kaloisha Misha Hunka, you don't need Dalit. Not Tali Zebizet, that's Rabbi Kivegas, right? Mashal comes along because it is Tali Zebizet. Now, the Kivegas must have learned, obviously, it's obvious. Rabbi Kivegas learned that the Kluta and the Dalal Abdal nothing to do with each other. You know why? Because Kluta was never Bekarka. The Sugi of Kluta was never Karka. On the Tzad, the Rabbanon don't hold of Kluta. The Tzad is, they learned Kluta that it's B'Aver anyway. So therefore, it has nothing to do with the ground.
No. He was learning Rabban.
Exactly. That's why. That's the pshat. Exactly. Mashal obviously is learning that there's no way out of it. If you learn Kluta, then it has to be that you don't need Dalit. And if you don't hold of Kluta, right? Because you hold of Dalit. That's what he says to Mashal. That's what he says, right? So what's the pshat? Because Mashal was learning that Kluta means it's on the ground. Once you learn it's on the ground, then you're tied up to the sugi of Dalit Abdalit. Like we learned before. That's exactly what I'm showing you. Exactly. Well, keep it learned, it's Ba'avir. So one has nothing to do with the other. You can learn. Say this over, but you're 7 bucks old. They'll think you're the biggest Rashid in the world. Say it over. Say it over.
Why is that?
Mistader. Imashi Bianu Bigedra Din Kluta. Ba'er. That's where it is. Explain it. Okay. He explained that they had his atoli, the same sorrow. That obviously he learned his bekarka, and since he learned his bekarka, so then that's enough gemina, dalit. There's no other way to learn. Okay. Now, I want to learn with you a little bit over here, geshmak. And we'll get back to the Gemara. Here. Yeah. The Gemara says like this, Avlamata Miyut, right?
Oh, everybody's agreed.
Diriak, Kluta Kemisha Huncha. Shoel Taisis, let's see if you understood the Taisis. Kishachefiz Biyade Shalani, when the Chefiz Biyade Shalani, Oishal Balabayis. Taisis Abel, the second one. You see, I wrote on the sheet Abel Hasheni, the second one. It says what? The kshachev is biyadeh shel ani yoshav al abayit loishayich kluta. Taisa says it's not possible to say kluta when it's in the hand. Kluta is when it's ba'avir. Kluta is not when it's in the hand. Doki shenaisa ba'al abayis atach yodai v'hoitzi loy mechayiv. Because if you learn kluta, even in the hand, at the moment the guy took it out, he should be chayiv for akira, for anacha. The Balabai picked it up, he took it outside before he even gave it to the hand of the ani. So what's bothering Tyson? Very simple. If you hold Klut, it's going to be shulam, because then every time a guy sticks his hand out, he's crying.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyson says, so what do we see from here? That obviously we don't see Klut when it's in the hands. So look at the question number one. Mao divrei Tyson. Avo, Hasheni, Bemasha Katar, the Kshachepas, Biyadi Shalami, Loisayah Klutah. The Lama Kaisiv Kane, and the answer is very simple. Because you Mishnah, otherwise it doesn't make sense. There's no Mishnah. The Mishnah is he picked it up inside and he took it out. Klutah can be Shalomchi, Lais Kaif. I picked it up and I took it out. Oh, that's it, Klutah can be Shalomchi. You put it down. So obviously we don't say Klutah can be Shalomchi. Where? What? In the hand. Klutz is when I threw the ball. I threw it. Not in my hand. That's Tyson's Chiddush. Now, Rabbi Kiv Eger. Now, how do you know there's Rabbi Kiv Eger on this? Let's see if you know how to learn. How do you know there's Rabbi Kiv Eger on this?
Gilion.
How do you know? The star. You see that little dot over there?
Gilion.
You see the dot? Show everybody the dot. If it's a dot in the middle of the forehead, then you know the guy's Indian. He's from Pakistan. But if the dot is in the middle of the Tosfot, you know what they say the dot is for? It's good for target pack practice.
Target. Yehuzah.
The kid says, let us tell you, the dot's in the middle of the Tosfot, what is it? Then you know there's a bullseye. What's the bullseye? It's Rabbi Kiv Eger shooting Tyson. That's what you have to know. Rabbi Kiv Eger is ready to shoot Tyson. So let's see Tyson. What does Rabbi Kiv Eger say? You saw it? You saw it? Look at Tyson. He says, Dimi Amas Ravulamato. Sachevus Biyadai. I am ill. Tzadik Bet. Tosot. Dimi Amas Kvatam. What does he want? What does Rabbi Kiv Eger want? Okay. How'd you know? Ayin Lil, he's asking a very big kasha. Tysus over there brings from Rebbe Elchanan, not Rebbe Elchanan and Vassaman, but Rebbe Elchanan and Bali and Tysus. Rebbe Elchanan and Balei HaTosot. That's the same question as Rebbe Natam over here. But you know what's funny? Such a key variger gives it the terrors. Gives it a different answer. Yad Basar Kufay Greira finished our story.
Yeah.
Yad Basar Kufay Greira.
What?
It was never there.
It was hanging anywhere.
It was never there. So I little Rabbi Kivayka. And by the way, those who are good and taste Rabbi Kivayka, in the Marachas, he has a whole Maracha in this Sugya. And part of his Torah is Lefitasas here, Lefitasas Tzadik Bes. Two different Tosfos. The Tosfos over here learns that there's no Kluta. Why? Because it's in the hand of the Ani. And over here he says, you know why there's no Kluta? Because Agid. It goes back. Oh. Now the truth is, if you really want to be a smart aleck, and you want to be an Ish Emet, an honest guy, even though it's not a contradiction. You know it's not a contradiction. Because Yaakov was Ish Tam Yeshiva on him, and he was a pretty big smart aleck, right? Wasn't a fool, right? So if you really want, you could always come and say that really it's all the same Tysus. Tell me, why can't you learn in Tysus? That's what it means over here.
Yeah.
What's Tysus? When it's in the hand of the Ani, we don't say Klutah. You know why?
Yeah.
Because the Ani has a Gubri Grant. What's up? For some reason didn't like it. I guess maybe the words of Tosfos, Kzachef is beyond the Ani, Oysa Balabayit, Dok Shnoisin, Balabayit, the hand that Pesan no Yon, Oni, I don't know. So Rabbi Kiv Eger felt that in this Tosfos it means a different spark. Maybe that's the reason of Tysus. Huh? Yeah, because the boss is good thing there. No, that's not because of the Basa Gruva, it's not Shai Kluta. Yeah, so they're pretty good to Kluta. There's no din kluta because the bus is goofing rare. What is Tyson leaving out here that you have to kill him and say it's not like the Tyson over there? What did he say already? Some reason Ricky Vega obviously understood two different types.
No, Tyson doesn't answer the same answer.
He does answer the same. Who said not? Where do you see?
That's
the question.
He just said, he's telling you the fact over here. He didn't tell you the reason. The fact is, Kluta doesn't work when it's in the hands. Right. That's the fact. So it could be the reason because of Grasso Gufe Guerrero. Who said that? Yes. Where's that? Ricky Vega makes it to that. I am ill. Tyson. Okay. Now, the question. Oh, so the question. Actually, write this. Rabbi Kivagi Mitzayana Divrei Tasota now. So I am big. And the answer is he's trying to attack Tyson, and he gives different reasons. Now here he gives the reason of what, I guess in the hand, it's not Shai Kluta. We'll soon see what that means. And over there he says, Basel Gufig Rayer. So now, Ma'ulam Aiser, Abachlekes, Ben Tasis, Tram Tasis, Shom. And the answer is it because of Basel Gufig Greiro, or it's because in the ad it's not Shai Kluta? Mahu Bir Abachlekes, what are they arguing? Yes. Tais over here says it's Basel Gufig. No, Tais over here, Tais says it's no Kluta. I mean, it is a different one's Rabbi Chaim, one's Rabbi Nutam, but the question is, what are they arguing in? I wanted to say they're arguing this. You know what they're arguing in? Avada, say this over yourself, bro. Stop being a moron. Say this over. Maybe, Dick. Tells Rashiva, you talk to the point. You hear what he's saying? Tells Rashiva, write it over in his name. Say it over. Tells Rashiva. Ma'u bia machlokes. Machlokes is so posh now. You know what machlokes is? If you learn that kluta is kemisha huncha ala karka, don't tell me what's in your yad. It's kemisha huncha ala karka. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? How can it be beyond me? Can we give you? That's what Tosha says. Since it's in the hand of the Bala boss, it's not Kluta.
Yeah.
Kluta is when it's in the air, we could say it's on the ground, but not if it's in your hand. If something is on a Malkum Ptur in a Rishut HaRabim, are we going to say Kluta? No, it's in the hand. It is somewhere already. Yeah. If you learn Kluta is on the ground, then Tyson is saying beautiful. Once it's on your hand, it can't be called on the ground. But if you learn Kluta, that means you never needed to be on the ground. As long as it's in that Rishus, that's why Tyson over there says Basel Gufig Greiro. It's a different Rishus. It goes back to the old Rishus. That's what they're arguing. That's called knowing how to learn. This is when you know how to learn, you talk like this. Therefore, it's no good. My shaky toys over there was clued into the ear, so therefore you have to have a different svara. The svara is it's not Lucius around the Yachin.
Yeah.
It's good.
It glued to me on the ground.
I need to go to the stairs. Better than lunch, no? Knowing how to learn. Use Kluta, why not? Because the hand is still inside. I'm asking like this. Why are they arguing? The terrace is very plush. How would Tosis learn Kluta Kanisha Hunka means it's on the ground? Could it be on the ground if it's in my hand?
No.
Therefore, it has to be only when it's in the air, we can say it's on the ground. I'm telling you, that's what Toys is saying. It's mamash on the ground. And if it's mamash on the ground, Kluta can't work. I'm telling you, Toys has learned Kluta Kamisha Huncha means it's on the floor. So therefore, Toys says it can't be Kluta when it's in the hand of the Balabas. My second over there, Tosis, you don't need the ground. It means just you don't need halacha on the floor to be cooled in this rishus. So you couldn't learn like Tosis. Yes, he has to come with a different teretz. What's his other teretz? It's not a different rishus either anymore. Floor. Floor. There's no other way to learn it. It's Pasha
Pshat. One more time.
There was Simcha, no?
Clear.
Tyson's over there learns that the sugi is you don't need Hanach al Gadi character.
Yeah.
As long as it went into another Rishus, it's called in another Rishus. Therefore, Tyson says, Bosa Gufi Greiru. We go back to the old Rishus. We don't.
Okay,
smart. Tyson says you don't need Kluta that's on the ground. Kluta's never on the ground. So therefore it could have been in your hand also in a different shoes. Because it's supposed to be your hand is somewhere else. And this Tyson says, but it's not somewhere else. It goes back. Could you give me 2 more minutes? And I'll tell you why. I want to learn with you the Rashi now inside. Okay, you ready? Let's do the 2 Rashis inside. What?
Yes,
that's the chuluk. That is the chuluk. Okay, we're going to ask you like this. Rabbi Warren wants to know, my chayiv, Vabina, Arkir, Vanacha, Me'al Gabi Malkum Dalit, says Rashi. Read the Rashi. You ready? Me'al Gabi Malkum Dalit, says Rashi, the Havi Chashuv. This is called what? Chashuv? You hear? Lemehave hanachato, Luthik, Rashi, come. Lemehave hanachato, hanacha. In order that the hanacha should be called what? Hanacha. Vakirato, akira. Viado, lav makum dalitu. A person's hand is not a makum dalit. Yeah? The katari wa matizam, bein la kira, bein la hanacha. We see that it works for the akira and for the hanacha. Right? Nigtani, Vinasa Techyali Shabalabayas, Hare Anocha, Ashnatu Mitaich Hare Akira. Now let me ask you a question. Why is it Negeya to Rashi to prove the Hanacha and the Akira from the Mishnah?
Yeah.
I mean, what does Rashi want with the Mishnah? I mean, the Gemara wants it like this. Am I Chayiv? For Be'ina Akira Vanacha Nagabi Mokum Dalit. And Rashi explains the Havik Choshev, Lemehav Anachato Anacha. To make the Hanacha called the Hanacha, and the Akira to be called an Akira. And then Rashi, Makutani Lamas Nisan, what is Rashi adding? I mean, that's the Gemara, isn't that? I mean, that's how we started the Gemara. And the Mishnah is teaching us, I mean, that's. Again, listen. When you read the Rashi is totally not needed after these words. The Katani Lamat Nita. Yeah, you hear the problem? When you read it. Who's the figure of the chayfish?
On the floor.
Since it's like it's on the floor, so therefore when it's in my hand, we can't. No, I'm saying since we look at it on the floor, when it's in my hand, it can't be on the floor. So the only time it can be on the floor, I threw it in the air. You hear? This Rashi, the Gemara wants to know how could you ever be chayiv, right? Pashata ani et yado amai chayiv v'bina kima nach nagav imokum dalid. Ki'ilu, he goes back and he proves Rabbi Akiva from the Mishnah. What the hell do you think? You have a kasha on the Mishnah, right? And then the Gemara says, who is it? It's Rabbi Akiva. And then we go back and prove Rabbi Akiva from the Mishnah.
He proves the question from the
Mishnah. That's how he does. If you read carefully, he's going down the terrace. Her money, who is this? It's Rabbi Akiva. What is Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, oh, Gina Akiva, Nachum Agabi Mokuda. And the Mishnah, Kiva, the Mishnah proof of this. What is he? He's trying to prove Rabbi Akiva now. Rabbi Akiva is a machlor. He gives everyone the money, and the answer is Rabbi Akiva. Why does he go back now to prove that from the Mishnah's Taka Masha, what, Rashi's a machriya that thou looks like Rabbi Akiva now? What does he want exactly? What's bothering me is that when the Mishnah says Chai, we have a problem. And the Torah says Gemara is because it's going like Rabbi Akiva. Now Rashi wakes up and starts telling me that the Mishnah is mashable like Rabbi Akiva.
No, it's wrong how it could be.
Well, for what? For what purpose? What's the purpose of that? To show me. Yeah. What's a show and tell? Explain to me what the purpose of that is. You had a kasha. How could you be chayim in the Mishnah? You don't have a kiyum anochem. How gabim makom dalin? The answer is you do. You don't, right? The answer is hamadir of akiva then makom dalin adal, right? What exactly? What does he want here? The ketoni lamasnison bein lakira bein lanocha. The ketoni would also tell you all the shemal apayit hari anocha. Or should also be telling you hari akira. What does he want? You're missing the point. When the Gemara has a problem, the problem of the Mishnah is, how could you ever be chayiv? So Rashi explains to me, and you should know that from the Mishnah we see Akira, and from the Mishnah we see Hanacho. I understand, but that wasn't the... That's not part of the kasha. When the Gemara says, "Babina Akira Hanacho," for some reason, Rashi wants to say and understand that the kasha was Sire of Akira and Sire of Hanacho. What's wrong with the kasha being Pashata on you like the Gemara says? Pashata ani et yado. It's one case, right? We're going on which case? Pashata do ani. Amai chayiv. Now, amai chayiv is on what? Back on the ani. And then it says, v'abiyuna akira anoch. And then we start talking about now, the akira and anoch. I mean, the bala both and. I understand. So then, why do you have to explain to me? That's self-understood in the Mishnah. I mean, Rashi doesn't have to explain to me now that there's two parts to the Mishnah, Akira and Anocha, and the Mishnah. This is the point. You see me? You have to go. You understand what I want here a little bit? You have to go. Okay. Ah, my chayiv. Harei tzichim hakir v'anocha, agabim ma kom down. When you read the Gemara, Rashi mixes in right here now, understand that the Akira and Anocha, Dalit work both ways. It works side for the Oni that brings it in, and side for the Baal Bayit. Now, is there any reason why we think not that way? What's the Chiddush in Rashi? What does Rashi want now? So either you can come and say, because Rashi is bothered by the Nusach HaGemara, Al Mashash Al Murak Al Ani. The fact we ask, going on the Ani, and Amai Chayv, not Amai Chayavim. Says Rashi, the truth is it really works both ways. Even though the Lashon of the Gemara is only on the Ani. Maybe. That's a very big daich. Or, which is unbelievable kasha. I mean, I don't see it. That's understood that it works both ways. I mean, what does Rashi want here? Rashi, for some reason over here, has to come and tell me that from the Mishnah, I see that it works both ways. And you know, I think the pshat, I think it's a very deep pshat over here. If you learn that the pshat in Akira and Hanach always is, yeah, come after you. You'll tell your Torah later. Your Torah you'll tell later. You have all day to tell your Torah to Daniel. To bother Daniel all day and all night. I give you permission. I want to give you permission. I'm happy. Happy to bother him. As long as he has life insurance. Now listen carefully. Yeah, listen good. Take out a policy in the blue. And one of the policy lighters was bothered from Rafi. One question is, why do I need Akira and Anocha? What does it come from? If you were Shah Zemitzad Hachiv Haitzah, Once I know this way, then it's the same sugya. If you learn, it tells Rashiva that the din is in the Rishuyos, meaning the reason why I need Dalit al Dalit is because I need this Rishuyos. to go to that mishus, and if it's not into a dalit al dalit, it's considered it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Then I understand them both ways. And therefore I don't need a chiddush. I don't need to teach me that it works this way and it works that way.
Yeah.
And the mere fact that the lush of the Gemara is not Vabina Dabel, Vabina Nakira. It's a Chiddush in Akira and it's a Chiddush in Hanacha. And you know what it is? Because what's the din of Dalit al Dalit? Because like the Rishayim was saying, people don't put it into a Dalit al Dalit. Maybe they're Oike from a Dalit al Dalit. I would think it's possible to have an Akira not from a Dalit al Dalit. You hear? While you can't have an hanacha into something which is less than a doubt. I could think that way. Now Rashi's talking. In other words, if you learn that it has to do with the Rishayis, then it works both ways. There's no chiddush, there's no sugir. If you're learning that it's a special chisar, that when I put hanacha, that's not called munach, and maybe it's called akar, but it could still be called akar. No.
Parts
of it. The chiddush is this is called an akira, and the chiddush is this is called an anacha. And if you need dollar about dollar, the chiddush is not pshat. It's not an akira when it's not from dollar, and it's not a hanacha when it's not from dollar. It's hanacha has certain halachas, and akira, and granted it's one halacha they both need.
They're not two opposites to each other. Two separate, totally different mindsets that each one has
a. You're saying with too much words. It's a lot less. It's very simple. You don't understand. Okay. Okay, so I'm explaining to you what I want. Sounds strange. If you learn that the reason why you need dalit is it should go from a place to a place, then the word place works both ways. But if you learn it's a din in hanocha, people are not munach like the Rashi is a lash. Tyson will soon see. Ain regulois. People don't make a hanocha into a place which is less than dalal dalut. So who said that didn't hakira? Maybe it doesn't have to do with hakira. Hanacha is not put into a place dalal dalut. Yeah, gesh. From a place, no. What's the difference? It's a rishus. No one ever says it's not a rishus. Dalal dalut is not a din in the rishus. Who said?
Yeah.
Who says Akira has to be? Who says Akira has to be from a hanacha? That's this Rashi. That's Rashi being mechadish to me. That Akira has to be from a hanacha, and there was never a hanacha. It's a din in the Akira, it's an hanacha. It's not a din in the Rishuyas. Therefore, that's a Rashi. Rashi's trying to say, what? Don't you understand? What's about to say? It's so simple. It's simple. Who's this not called Akira? That's why Rashi's saying, guess what? You know what's going on in this Gemara? That we're doing two sugyas at one time. We're looking at it, this sugya and that sugya. Akira, the what? Mimenu. I'm saying so that's what's either it's because of the Rishus. It has to be from here to there. There's no here and there's no there if it's not valid. It's nowhere. But if you learn, because the Hanukkah can't be unless people don't put it right away. Not a son, dollar a dollar. Why do you need dollar a dollar? No. Right, so then it becomes a din in Hotzah. And therefore it works both ways, of course. But if you learn it's Tanayim in what's called Hanacha, who says the Tanayim is what's called Akira? Kamashu and Rashi.
But the Tanayim is what's called
Hanacha,
they all have to come back to one
source. Yes, it's a what? So what? You don't understand. I mean, you're talking like I'm like you weren't here for the pierced out. Kluta says Rashi, Hachefetz Hoyel, very funny lush. No, Rashi should have said Kluta Hoyel Vanikla Ba'avira Shosha Sarabim Hachefetz Kimish. I don't know. It's very funny lush. Kluta Hachefetz Hoyel. Very interesting lush. Hachefetz Hoyel.
Or maybe it means like this.
And it can't be kluta chayfet. It's not true. No, it's not. It's not. It's kluta ha-chayfet.
Yeah, kluta chayfet. No.
And it's
not oil.
And I was explaining.
It's not oil.
He's explaining.
Kluta chayfet is a mitzvah and it's oil.
Yeah. No, it's not explaining.
It happens.
Maybe that is explaining.
No. Let me speak yesterday. What's the inyo of Hanacha?
Wait, stop.
Doesn't have to be here. It's a stop. Apagav the loy.
This is not.
What does Rashi say? Did you say Apagav the loy niach? Apagav the loy niach. Does Rashi say?
No. So even if we don't need to say
that, you gave for her. You show your big gate for her. To make you crazy. It froze in midair.
Rabbi,
Rashi means I forgot the loy nach, not I forgot the loy niach.
Even if it goes through, you still
have to. No, Rashi says, even though. Not that you don't have anach, because we don't care about anach. Even though it's not anach. The Chiddush is like it's anach. Kluta is kalut bavir. It's stuck in midair. Like.
It doesn't stop.
In other words, the Chiddush of the Sug is not that you need anach, because you don't need anach either.
Yeah.
The Chiddush Sug is that you need anach.
Even if you don't
need that, the way we learned yesterday. Yesterday I told you. Exactly. That's exactly what I told you. Yesterday I taught you.
Stop it.
I taught you that halach of anacha. Are you with me, Gershon? Gershon!
Yeah,
oh, you show it to me. What's with the Bechina? Yeah, we're supposed to have a Bechina one of those days. What is it? Wednesday? Okay, let's go by Rashi.
I don't get the
what's the matter again? Rashi says, Alpha Gadloy Niyach, Kluta, Kemishalom, even though you didn't make Hanacha. And the Chiddush is, we don't care about the Hanacha. Alpha Gadloy Niyach. Hanach is another way of, when you say Hanach, you want to know something, people don't realize, it's not Hanacha, it's Hanach, it's, but you rest, Nach, that's right, the law of Maisa shall, right, the Nach, Hanach, okay, you ready? We spoke about it, right. Okay, now listen carefully. Next, Tol Roshiva. Very interesting choice over here. Babino Akiva, Rochva, Agave, Rochva, and Dalit. Omer Abeinu Tam, the Ein Rukilu, Panir Chachem, Pochme Dalit. Tez Abeinu Tam, what's the reason you need Dalit? Where does it come from? He says, Ein Rukilus. Ein Rukilus. People don't do it. I'll let here. Tysus. What is this? You hear? So, Talz Rosh Hashiva wanted a Taina that it's a Shinu Kila. If you do it on less than Dalit, it's a Mishuna Dika Hanoch. A Mishinu Yinar Chayef. You need Hanocha, right? And since Ein Rekiloi, so therefore this is my Takashinui. Maybe it is, who said that? Some Jabbos anywhere else. Again, when we say Dalit, right? When we say Dalit, says Tyson, what do you need Dalit for? Because Ein Regil is less than Dalit. So what does he mean? Tashinui for less than Dalit? Well, maybe he means what I just told you. Since Ein Regilus, it doesn't have a Shem Hanocha. that's not called Hanacha. Hanacha. This is not called Hanacha, like Rashi. Rashi comes and says that this is like Chashuv. Chashuv Hanacha. That's what Tosis means. Since it's not regular, since people don't put it there, so you can't define this as a Hanacha. What's the second shot, Tosis? Comes like Tosis, says like this. Ba'aymeri, ba'aydaymeri, dal yetz ishbim kaimoy mashma, the koinam ya chayfetz. Al yetz is not only the person, but the chayfetz also. Kiloimar mim kaimoy shal chayfetz. From the place of the chayfetz. And that's what he says. Darshina be'evin, dal yetz ishbim, avagab de pashtu krol, koyan the kaimoy shal adon. Ba'ayu dal amin kaimoy nami kaimoy. The aim, makoim, Chashuv, Pachat, Midalev.
Rashi also says this.
What is he saying? No. It all sounds like Rashi. Rashi starts off,
too.
Tavi Chashuv, when we have it, another Chashuv, but you're the one who comes down with.
Chashuv,
but you're
the one who comes down
with. What Rashi are you talking about?
That's Rashi.
Where did Rashi say, Ain't Makum Chashuv, Pachat, Midalev? Where did Rashi say those words? Nothing. What is Rashi talking about? There's no trash. You just made it up. Where's Rashi? What are you talking about? It goes to the Chashuv. Okay, you make a Zereshava. He says about Hanach Nakira. Here he says it's not Makan Chashuv. That's the second Shav Hanacha. What did I tell you? I told you that there's a Halach of Hanacha. That you need what from one place to another. Less than Dalit is not called a second pshat. That's the mechloikus, the two pshat in Toysis. Pshat number one in Toysis is saying it's din in the Hanocha. Pshat number two is saying it's din in the place. It's not a makom chashuv. The main week, you want munichet into a place. Chashuv pshat. One of the two pshat I told you. What do you need Dalit of Dalit for? What do you need, come on, what do you need Dalit of Dalit for? Yeah? What do you need Dalit al Dalit for? You need Dalit al Dalit either because Hanacha is not called Hanacha because it's not Chashuv when it's less than Dalit al Dalit. Rashi. Could be that's what Tosis means. So either Tosis means Shinui, Ein Regila, so therefore it's a Shinui, or Ein Regila, therefore it's not Chashuv. That's not called Hanacha. People don't do it. That's not called Hanacha. The second shot twice is the second shot. I don't know. It's very because Ein Regila, Rail Shinui, Ein Regila Shinui. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you why I don't want to say what he says, because there's a Rajba that he showed me that says the same thing like twice is Ein Regila, and he explains the Ein Regila. Why? Because it's gonna fall. Why does the Rajba add on because it's going to fall? That's right. So why does Rajba have to say it's going to fall? The Teretz is not because of the Shinui, it's because it's not called Hanacha. Nakayama. It's not Hanacha. Right, but that's not what Rajba says. Rajba adds the words because it's going to fall. That's exactly what I'm pointing out. Yes, why does Rajba have to tell me why people do it? Rajba has to tell me what, and the reason is because people like a lot of space and they like a big house. Is that the point of the Rajba? Why does the Rajba have to add on those words? Because maybe it's going to fall. Who says, well, this is not called put down because it's going to fall down. Wait until later. What? Yeah, but it's not called feeling that because this is not what people do. This is not called Hanacha. The Teretz is what's called Hanacha. It has Tznoyim, that's Gedorim, it has to have a Shem Hanacha. And this is not a Shem Hanacha because for Maisa, this is what people wouldn't put it called put it down. What's a Shmira? You know what? A Shmira, I put it in a hole where people can get to it, but right now, Maisa, people don't see it. Yeah, but since they can get to it, it's not called a Shmira, right? The answer is anything which is not Kayom is not called, it's done.
So this is the Mokum Patur. It's not called Hanacha even.
Mokum Patur?
The
first Shantar. First Shantar is not called Hanacha at all.
Mm-hmm. If it's less than four,
it's not called Hanach. The act of Hanach
is
not
Mutter also.
That's right. The second Pshat of Tosfos is it's not a Hanach into a place. Yeah. It's Chatz from the place. The first Pshat is the Maisa is not a Maisa.
Yeah.
The second Pshat is a Tosfos. It's not a Tosfos. It's not Murach in another place. I told you the whole time there's two ways to understand Dalet al Dalet. Either Dalet al Dalet is a din, and that's why I told you Makila. Either Dalet al Dalet is the Pshat is, therefore it's not called the Hanacha. Not called the Hanacha because that's nothing. I didn't do anything. One of the Pshat is I didn't take it from one place to another. I believe that that's the machloit. There are two pshatim in Tois. The first pshat in Tois is saying is, listen, it's not regilos. So either you learn like tells Rosh Hashiva that it's a shinui, I don't know, it's a modern word, shinui, regilos. He means to say it translates to me what's called hanachah. This is not hanachah chashuva. People don't do it. When someone says, huh?
Like I want.
Good, so the pshat is... And the proof of it is the Rashba, because the Rashba comes along and says, the second sign is because what do you need Dalet al Dalet? Because then I need from one place to another. That's the type that means Dalet is not called Makkim. In a Chashuva Makkim, it's not called a place. Because less than Dalet doesn't exist.
Why?
Doesn't exist. Yeah, but it's that's the chiddush. Anything less than four is not called a place. Yeah, it's called, but it's not called. Not called a place. What does he mean to say in the middle in front of Shem Hanacha? Because it's going to fall. Rambam says, no, it's going to fall. Don't stop saying regilis and therefore it's a shinui. I'm going to make Hanacha the clown. The Rashba is in the Taisa. Rashba, when Taisa says Ein Regilus, you know what he means Ein Regilus? Therefore, it's not Shinui, but it's not Hanacha. Okay, you got it? Yeah? Okay. Tell me, what's going to be with the sheets? You're going to have the sheets. It's very important for me. You're my...